the spiritual teacher Jai Krishnamurti, who taught for many, many, many years. Once in the middle of a talk, he stopped talking and said, "Do you want to know what my secret is?" And everybody listened up. Some people had already gone to sleep because they'd been coming to see him for 30 years. "Yes, that's what we've been waiting for. What is your secret?" "Okay, I will tell you what my secret is." And he said, "I don't mind what happens." Yes, and that was his secret. But now you can see, I don't know how many people got it when he said that. He didn't explain, as far as I know, further. But in the context of this, you can see the depth of what that means. I don't mind what happens, because what happens is a form that arises in consciousness. And when you know yourself as consciousness, it doesn't matter that much. And the strange thing is, you might think, okay, then your attitude then towards the world will be one of not caring anymore. It sometimes happens that people in whom this transformed state arises suddenly, they go through a period when they don't pay attention to any of these forms anymore. They lose interest in the world of form entirely. They get so drawn, so identified with the formless, with being, that existence becomes uninteresting, because being is unmanifested life. Existence is form, because the very word means, ex means out. Existence, it stands out as a form. This happened to me also. Total lack of interest for several years in anything in this world. And then a balance establishes itself. This doesn't need to happen to you. It tends to happen to people who, without any teaching, stumble upon this truth within themselves, seemingly accidentally. It's nothing is accidental, but seemingly accidentally, they stumble upon this, and suddenly the unconditioned is there fully all at once. And then sometimes the world kind of becomes totally peripheral, until finally you learn to live in the world of form again. With most of you, a different process happens. It is a more gradual realization. Not that surrender takes time, but to dwell in the state of surrender as a continuous state can take time. Not the surrender itself, because you can only surrender to now. But what happens is that the resistance movement, which is conditioned collectively, will reassert itself in waves. And so you fall back into the state of egoic identification with mind, back in the state of resistance and denial of now, and then suddenly you see it, and then you re-enter. So it's a gradual entering of that, as so that until it becomes the place where you dwell, that state. So